We're in the thick of the second round action here at the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open at Ballyliffin Golf Club, and all the hopes of the Irish heading into today's action was, of course, on the shoulders of Rory McIlroy and Padraig Harrington. Things not going too good for the Irish duo. Dennis Kerwin now reports from the course.
Sweden's Joachim Lagergren fired in a second round 68 to leap to the head of the leaderboard on 7 under par at Ballyliffin. Lagergren is a shot ahead of 2016 Masters champion Danny Willett, whose second round 70 leaves him on 6 under alongside Xander Lombard, Matthew Pavon and overnight leader Ryan Fox. Padraig Harrington has dropped two shots in his first 5 holes of his second round and he falls back to 2 under par. Shane Lowry birdied the last for a round of 70. He also lies on 2 under par, 5 off the lead, while Rory McIlroy's putter was stone cold once again in a round of 73. He's on 1 under par and will be around for the weekend, as will Paul Dunne, who's 1 over par after a round of 72. For Highland Radio Sport at the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open at Ballyliffin, I'm Dennis Kerwin.
Many thanks to Dennis Kerwin for that report this afternoon, as we keep a close eye on how the Irish players are doing, and in particular one guy in particular, one of the locals, and that of course is Rory McGee. Now, the projected cut is at +2, so that would mean that the likes of Paul McGinley, who finished up earlier today with +3, will not be making it through to the weekend. Colin Moriarty +4, Darren Clark +6, Gavin Moynihan and Niall O'Brien, who of course qualified out of Rossapenna last week. They're sitting at +2 and +8, so it looks like their weekend is done as well. We've got Rory McGee, a former amateur with Rossapenna, a Derry man, close connections with Donegal, and he has started his second round today, and he currently sits at +1 is the latest we have in the second round for Rory McGee. He has played 2 holes off his second round, and things not going the way early on at the 10th and the 11th for young McGee, because he has had a couple of bogeys and he's dropped from level par to +2. So if he remains on +2, he will not make the weekend, so he's going to have to try and find some gains somewhere along the course. He is on the tougher back nine for the second half, and then at the end of the day finishing on the front nine. Let's get some reaction now from a couple of Irishmen. Up first, Rory McIlroy. He, of course, is the tournament host at Ballyliffin with the Rory Foundation, and it was another frustrating day for the Ulster man here on the Glashidi Links.
When you don't hit fairways, it's tough to hit the greens. It's tough to get anywhere close to the hole. So, yeah, those last two bogeys were just, bad tee shots, and then just out of position from there. But the rest of the round was okay. I felt like I drove the ball well for the most part. Hit my irons pretty good. I missed a couple of shots in the wrong side, which cost me, but it was just another one of those days where I just couldn't quite get it going. And, the way it's playing right now, this golf course is great. It's the way a link should play. It's firm, it's fast. You really got to think about where you're landing your golf ball, what you're hitting off tees, even giving yourself angles into some of these tight hole locations. It tested my patience, obviously. I was sort of mumbling a bit to myself going from the 18th green to the first tee after that putt, but like one of those things. I'm here for the weekend and at least give myself an opportunity to go out tomorrow and shoot a low one.
Currently 6 off the pace, that is Rory McIlroy, the tournament host. Shane Lowry went a bit better today. He ended up on 2 under. He's leading the Irish charge at the moment, and he can't understand why the score here at Ballyliffin isn't higher.
I mean, you play the golf course, especially in these conditions, and you think he should be, like, I can't understand. You sort of can't understand how no one is 10 under, sort of thing. And it's just very tricky out there to get it close. And you get it inside 20 feet is a great chance because the greens are so good, but it's very hard to get it inside 20 feet. So I'm happy with how I played today. I'm obviously very happy with that putt on the last. It's great to have a nice finish, and it's great to be going off the last green with a smile on my face. And looking forward to relaxing every afternoon and getting into tomorrow and see what I can do.
Well, it is an historic week here at the Ennis Show and Venue for Sport in Donegal. It's the first time ever that the Irish Open, the European Tour event here, has come to the county. And as part of our coverage this week, we have, of course, been speaking to quite a few of the locals. And this afternoon, it's the turn of Gwydor Golf Club. They've got about 11 members down here marshalling and helping out with the volunteering. And earlier, I caught up with club member Nigel Ferry. But first, their secretary, Emmett McGee. Emmett McGee, secretary of
Boudreaux Golf Club. We're here at the Irish Open. What's your experience been like in the opening couple of days of the Irish Open?
Oh, it's been wonderful. Now we're here on Wednesday, the Pro-Am, and the crowd and the experience and everybody just enjoying the whole experience and the great golf. And, you know, even the amateurs that were here on Wednesday thoroughly enjoyed it, and they played some great shots into, we're looking after the second hole here now, and they played some fabulous shots into the second green, and it's just been wonderful, you know.
I think it was an easy choice when the opportunity arose for you and your club to be volunteers down here and be part of it.
Yes, we got wind of it just after Christmas, and we got some letters off by Liffin looking for marshals, so we're more than willing to support by Liffin and the county in this special moment for the county, you know. So we had a meeting earlier on in the year now out in Letterkenny, and all the clubs got together, and we're going to give our full support to by Liffin Golf Club, and it's been a great experience.
Yeah. Of the players that came through the second tee, who's really caught your eye over the last couple of days?
Well, I must say now, Parry Carrington has been excellent. Now, I watched him yesterday. He played some great shots, you know, and that eagle he got earlier on the day, it could give him a great boost, you know. But a lot of other golfers out there, you have to watch out. Lee Westwood now, he's right in the mix there as well. And, of course, Ryan Fox, he had a great round yesterday, 5-under. So, yeah, it's all to play for.
Club member, Nigel Ferry, past captain of the Boudreaux Club. We're here in a fantastic setting, and it's brilliant to be part of it.
Absolutely, Oisín, you can ask for anything better. Like, you know, the whole setup is fantastic. The weather has been on our side as well. You know, Ballyliffin, there's credit to the club, the amount of work and what they've put in. It's a massive achievement, and they have undertaken it superbly.
Yeah, and it's Donegal's a fantastic county, and again, everybody's come together, they've all clubbed together to make this a success of what it is so far in these opening couple of days.
Yeah, well, Donegal's a sports mad county, Oisín, as you know. We love our sport here, be it soccer, Gaelic, golf, rugby, you name it, we love it. And this is a showcase for the county, this is a showcase for the scenery, you know, the golf courses, but it's also a showcase for the people of Donegal. The county council have came on board, Fáilte Éire, and it's a big chance for us to push our county and show the rest of the world what we've got up here, you know, what they're missing.
Who are you tipping to win this then?
I have a slight fancy for Harrington now, to be honest. I think he's a point to prove here, and but I wouldn't write Rory off.
Yeah. Mention your club members just before we finish up. You've got a team of 10 down here.
We've got a team of 10. We've got club captain Hughie McBride's here, along with Emmett and John Diver. And then we have Jerry McLaverty's son Shane and Michael Barry are here, and myself, my son Kian O'Farry, Hugh O'Gallagher, and Shane Sweeney. So we have 10 members from the club, thoroughly enjoying it, having a great experience altogether.
Working hard, but you're, as you say, you're getting to enjoy it too, so yeah.
I wouldn't call this work. This is absolutely, we thoroughly enjoy it. I mean, you couldn't ask to be in a better place. It's spectacular. The views, the whole lot, the weather, everything is absolutely fantastic, Oisín. Going great.
Gentlemen, thanks for talking to me. Best of luck with the rest of the weekend, and keep up the good work, and keep enjoying the Irish Open.
Goodbye. Cheers.
There you go, Nigel Ferry. And before that, Guidor, a club a secretary, Emmett McGee, down here helping out, volunteering there on the second hole, doing their marshalling and their volunteering this weekend. And they're having a wonderful time. You heard Nigel mention Parrick Harrington. He was tipping him for victory after his performance yesterday. Harrington plus 2 through 7 holes. And he currently trails the leader, who is Logren from Sweden, by 5. And the leader is on 7 under. So that's it from Ballyliffin Golf Club for the moment. We'll be back with another update shortly here on Highland Radio, and our next focus on local golf. The local golf club will be with Balbuffet and Stranorder.